Welcome to FueledByGrace.com. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening today to the podcast. And if you know someone who needs to be encouraged in the love of God, maybe you have a friend or a family member who's been discouraged, maybe they're going through something that has got them down and they just need a real boost of encouragement, send them this way to FueledByGrace.com. I guarantee you they will be encouraged in the eternal, unconditional love of God. That is our mission here, to preach the love of God without apology, without reservation. This is what we do. Fueled by Grace is your website that will consistently tell you and encourage you and build you up in the love of God. So, if you know someone who needs to be encouraged, shoot them an email, send them a text, send them the link, and they can be encouraged just like you have been and will continue to be. Well, Psalm 130 is pretty cool, and I thought we'd talk about that today. It says, "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications." We don't really use that word too much today, but it's cries, deep cries, urgent pleas. And it goes on in verse 3 to say, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?" Verse 4, this is so awesome. "But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. "O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." I just want to draw a couple of things out of this awesome psalm for you today. Psalm 130, verse 4, "But there is forgiveness with you." All of us do things that we wished we did not do. Paul himself in Romans said, "I do things I wish I didn't do. I don't do things I wish I would do." But with God, there is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And how is that accomplished? Well, way back in Genesis chapter 3, he told Adam and Eve, "Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins." God, by his own standard, allowed his Son to shed his blood. He allowed the blood of Jesus Christ to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Your sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. "But with you there is forgiveness, Lord, that you may be feared." It's so awesome. Do you understand today that God is not counting your sins against you? He poured all of his judgment onto his Son. And because his Son received the guilty verdict from God onto himself, you and I will never receive that verdict if we have believed and received the gift of salvation that God has given to us freely through his Son. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, "By grace we're saved through faith." It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any of us try to get the big head and boast and brag in our flesh. No, God says that we are forgiven by his grace. So what is our part in all of this? To believe. "For by grace are you saved through faith." But listen, you can just get yourself an index card and write this verse down. Psalm 130, verse 4. "There is forgiveness with you that you may be feared." There is forgiveness with God. Listen, today, if you're struggling with an area of your life that you feel like is just not pleasing to God, you can rest assured that you are forgiven. Now, a lot of people, they hear that and they go, "Well, there's that old grace message again, telling people they can do whatever they want." That's just really ridiculous. Nobody has said that. The Apostle Paul himself was confronted with that. He said that people were saying, "Should I be thought of saying that sin more so grace can abound?" No. The trick is to understand that it is his grace that leads us to repentance. It is his kindness, his grace, his mercy that teaches us to say no to ungodliness. We are all on a journey. We are all becoming more and more like him, the Bible says, through this life as we transform our minds, have our minds renewed to His Word, and we are less and less conformed to this world. You and I must begin to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and look to the reality of the forgiveness that God has appropriated for us in His Son, and stop looking at ourselves, stop looking at our failure, stop looking at our sin, stop looking at how we've messed up. Religion wants you to look at yourself, wants you to look at your sins, wants you to look at your life, your performance, and that is a trick that the enemy has used, that the devil has used for centuries now to get people looking at themselves. Why? Because it gets our eyes off of Jesus. And the devil knows that if you get your eyes on Jesus, your faith will grow. We are saved by grace through faith. We have to believe that God has judged His Son and is not counting our sins against us. Why? Because He loves us. He loves you today. He loves me. So the answer, if you are struggling in your life, is to stop looking at your sin. Stop looking at your failure and look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Receive the forgiveness. Receive this lifting off of your shoulders of the weight of guilt and condemnation, because it's not coming from God. He's already judged you in His Son. You are forgiven. You are forgiven because God loves you. And Jesus rose from the dead, and He is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession, making prayer for you, making prayer for me. And we can rejoice that we have been created new in Him, and we are forgiven. So take Psalm 130 with you. 8 little verses, short psalm, and verse 4. There is forgiveness with you, God, that you may be feared. Receive forgiveness today. Receive God's love today. It will change your life.